Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I thought it was interesting that when we talked about the Tigers and the idea of playing them in the first round, and if I'm correct, the two most likely first round matchups are still the Tigers. Now, there's like a 3% chance that they'll be hosting you, and there's a significant chance that you'll be hosting them. Well, Ken Carmen this morning of the Morning Boys talked about how the Tigers are the last team he wants to play in the postseason.
I got to tell you, I think the last team I want to see is the Detroit Tigers next week in the postseason. I don't want to see, I would rather see just about anybody else. I'm getting that weird stealing feeling, man, where it's like, and this, oh God, I don't even want to say it because it sounds like such a downer when we've won five in a row against them and we've taken the lead. But damn it, like you play them next week, it's a different level.
Yeah.
And it just, something stinks. You already know that something feels weird and something's going to feel off.
I don't feel that at all. Do you?
No, not in the slightest. Again, the Tigers are the team that, if I could handpick my opponent of the teams left, I'd be like, the Tigers, and it's not close. That is the one team I would want to face.
I mean, if we just talk about the matchup, the Tigers might be the only team that actually, not across 162, but over the last 6 weeks, has as bad of an offense as you do. So your worst part is offset by their worst part, which happens to go against your strength. And your strength is much better than their strength. Like, your strength is that rotation and that bullpen. Their bullpen ain't that great. And their rotation really is Tarek Skubal. And a lot of guys who can do it, but who don't do it well enough, often enough.
Yeah, I mean, if they go to a rotation in the playoffs, like if they have to go to a three-game series, it's going to be Skubal, it's going to be Flaherty, and...
Yeah,
there's nothing after it.
Yeah.
Like, there's nobody else that you turn to where it's like, game three, really trust them, or I'm throwing Skubal back out there on one day's rest.
And I'll say this again. I don't think Skubal's healthy. Now, maybe in a week and a half, whatever the bang-up he had before the last start, maybe he can get healthy enough, but, like, he threw a lot. I mean, honestly, a more patient team, and I know the Guardians normally are patient. In that game, they gave away some stupid outs at the wrong time. He's walking more. I think he got after him more. I don't think that's just you're in his head, although I think that also is true in this case.
Yeah, I mean, think back to probably the three most big moments he's had to play against the Guardians in the last year. It was the last two games he's played, which you've gotten to him and you've gotten a win off of him. And then it's go back to last year's playoff series where he also imploded and gave up the grand slam and you beat the Tigers. Like, that all lives right there. As great as a pitcher as Tarek Skubal is, you've kind of owned Tarek Skubal, at least in the big moments. Like, he's pitched well against you early in the year, but as soon as you get into crunch time, that's where he's sort of collapsed. And I agree with you. I don't think he's healthy. He's dealt with an oblique injury that doesn't have to show up every single day. It's not like he broke his arm where you're going to be like, very clearly obvious. It's going to be the little things. I mean, it took a while to realize that he was hurt in the first place. Like, it was just because he kept grabbing at his oblique after a couple of pitches. It wasn't even like he was laboring in an immense amount of pain and then was just like, actually, I'm fine.
And can I just say, regardless of what you think, it helps them or hurts them, I think playing six games your last 12 games down the stretch and the storyline of you've come from behind, which, by the way, still would be a storyline if the Tigers didn't collapse, but they did. And that whole arc of you coming from behind to win the division or just make the playoffs in and of itself, which was a huge accomplishment, that, to me, the Tigers, the reason why I want the Tigers in the first round is it's going to feel more significant. Like, if you play the Astros, like, the Astros have the same issues that the Tigers have in terms of a potential late season collapse, but you don't have the recency with them. Boston has played okay, by the way. They haven't played putrid the way the Tigers have. But, like, and, oh, by the way, that offense is much better. Like, that is an offense that can get after your starting pitcher. But I'm just talking about in terms of, like, the way the season feels or the way a series feels. Like, fans, whether you think that I tend to think the Tigers are a rivalry. All right? I have heat with that. My friends and I talk about the Tigers as, like, bleep those guys. And by the way, it's not as mean-spirited as the Steelers or the Ravens because I think we just, well, it's not that, so it's not a rivalry. But my friends and I consider that a rivalry when we think about baseball between Detroit and Cleveland. But even if you don't that, there is a mini rivalry going on right now. And there is a storyline here. And it's not that, listen, every playoff series feels significant. But against Detroit, it would just feel, I mean, and oh, by the way, it just feels like the biggest series you could possibly have. And for once, it doesn't include the Red Sox or the Yankees, which is how people quantify a big series around baseball.
I mean, honestly, like even thinking back to last year, obviously the Yankees were the CS, so that carries a lot of weight in itself. But you talk about the series that felt like it had the storyline. It still felt like it was the Tiger series more than it was the Yankee series.
No.
Like, it was basically David versus Goliath, Yankees versus Guardians, and that was the storyline. It was like, you're going to have to come in, you're going to have to outplay Aaron Judge, Juan Soto, and the entire crew, where there was the back and forth. There was the fact that the Tigers are right on the brink of being able to shut out the Guardians, and you had to come back, and that obviously lives in their head. This lives in their head. Like, again, in a series where, and Nick, you said it, you're basically treating this like house money kind of in a way, right? Everything after the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
The storyline matters. Like, being able to feel like that moment is even bigger than it actually is when it's already a big moment, like that should mean something. It can feel like you win a tremendous playoff series, one with actual weight, even if you don't make a deep postseason run.
216-474-0092. Are you comfortable facing the Tigers again in the playoffs? I do hear what Ken's saying, so I know I was incredibly dismissive of it. It's just I don't feel that same way. And here's the other thing. I don't know how you don't go into that series incredibly confident. And like, the expectation should be that you beat them. You might not. It's a three-game series. The wild card round is tricky because of the short duration of that. It's much in the same way that Detroit got bopped out of nowhere by a Braves team that might be retiring their manager in four games. Like, there is a fluky feel to a three-game series versus a seven-game series like we'd have in the ALCS. Yeah, but, dude, I mean, it's like, If you can't beat this Tigers team where they are right now, well, you were probably lucky to get in the playoffs in the first place.
It's kind of a way, like, not in a way that's dismissive or, like, I kind of laid out the point that makes sense, but I don't get where the feeling comes from.
Yeah.
Like, he's entitled to his feeling.
Is it just Cleveland paranoia? Because it's okay if it's just Cleveland paranoia.
Like, it feels
that
way.
I can't knock Ken for having that, because I even said, like, that game last night where I was like, yeah, it's a seventh inning. No, that was going to the bottom of the seventh inning. I hadn't even scored yet. And I was like, I'm just going to bed. They got this. Like, there was a part of me that's like, don't feel that way. It's Cleveland. And then I said, shut up. I'm going to bed. And then they scored the two runs in the bottom. But I understand if that's what it is.
Yeah, like, I could see that being the thing, but I just don't see how you watch the Tigers play baseball. And it's not just against the Guardians, right? If it was just against you, you could be like, okay, it just doesn't make sense that you're dominating this way while they're playing well. They've played bad baseball since the All-Star break. They haven't been able to hit since the All-Star break. Riley Green has fallen off of a cliff, especially against the Guardians.
And can I just say, I think we got to stop applying the Browns' lack of luck or the Browns running themselves into the bridge embankment as often as possible to the other teams. Like, the woe-is-me era of Cavs basketball doesn't exist anymore. It doesn't. The same thing with the Guardians. Like, guys, if they lose in the playoffs, guess what? It's hard to win in the playoffs. All but one team loses in the playoffs at some point. There's one team here that is just a loser team. Or sorry, loser franchise that loses the way that the Browns do. And it's the Browns. The Guardians have bad seasons. I'm not saying they don't. But, like, they don't have anything bad that can happen will happen. Nor do the Cavs. Like, this is, I know it, I know, because the football team's bad, it doesn't feel this way. This is as good as it gets. When you have three teams going, and one of the teams, the worst team you got going, has had two playoff appearances in the last 6 years, which ain't great, it ain't awful, And then the baseball team is almost consistently in the playoffs or on the periphery. And the NBA team, no matter what happened in the playoffs this last year with injuries, guys, it wasn't bad luck. You got hurt. Injuries aren't luck. They just happen. You play games. People get hurt. Like trust this thing.
Yeah, like
don't be afraid of your shadow just because the Browns screw it up every imaginable way. That's about their karma as an organization. That's about how they run things. The Guardians and the Cavs deserve a lot more confidence from us. And sometimes we can have the fatalistic, and I'll say I hate using this word because I'm talking about people I love, a little bit of loser mentality. And I just don't think that is earned by the Guardians or Cavs at all. I just really don't. I think it's earned by one team in this town, and I think we should get over that crap and stop applying it to the teams that deserve our respect in this town.
Yeah, I mean, the only time I can really think of a Guardians collapse in my lifetime, obviously you can go back to the 90s, but like in my lifetime is you go to 2016, not to bring up old wounds, but like that's the only time I've seen them collapse. And by the way,
it was in the World Series.
It was in the World Series, and they weren't supposed to be there in the first place. Yeah. Like nobody
projected Ryan
them
Merritt
to be there.
Was part of your journey to an almost World Series title. That wasn't bad luck, by the way. Just you ran out of steam. Yeah, it was 162 regular season games. And then I can't remember the exact total, but something approximately 25, 26 games in there as well. 216-474-0092. I understand why people feel the way that Ken feels. I ask Ken anymore. Like, no, it's a good organization. They run things the right way. Luck is a part of baseball. It's a part of every sport. But I'm not gonna cower at the shadow of success anymore. Because there's one team that does it in town, and the other two, more often than not, at least meet or exceed my expectations. Let's go with JJ in Oberlin. JJ, welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, thanks, man. One thing you got to—I just want to talk about the Guardians. First of all, one thing you got to remember with the Tigers is if they get in, they're probably going to have to play up till that last game. That means Scooble's got to start Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
If that is a game that they need to get into the playoffs, if we can get the Tigers, we may not have to face Scooble in either of those first two games. I would love to face the Tigers in that scenario. I also think we kind of live in their head right now and kind of own them a little bit.
Also, if he does start in that second game, if he pitches Sunday, if my math is correct, he'd be on 4 days rest, which I think was another factor in Tuesday and the implosion. He's not awful on a 4 day rest, but he's not Scooble on 4 days rest.
Yep, exactly. So yeah, I mean, they
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this
right now. New Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
They could bring him back early, but, you know, with him being a little banged up and everything else, I don't know they want to do that. You know, maybe you have to, and, you know, if you have to, you have to. But, again, I'll take Tigers in the first round all day.
JJ, be good, buddy. Guards ball.
All right, you too.
I feel like guards ball has got to become the new TikTok, but it's hard to say guards ball.
It doesn't really flow the same way.
I also sound more like a pervert, I think. Yeah, it sounds like something that somebody hiding in your bushes would be saying, trying to sneak a peek, and not somebody that's like, yeah, let's go baseball. 216.
You're not going to out-freak this freak, okay?
216-474-0092. Are you comfortable facing the Tigers again in the playoffs, or do you also have Ken stealing feeling? And we'll get to more on this Tiger series and the collapsing mentality out yonder in Detroit. And Devin, Josh, Dick, you guys coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. I'm going to feel old when you say this. Do you know who Christopher Guest is? Okay, that's no, the familiar, when you look to the side and you look off into the distance and your eyes glaze over, I know the difference. I know you don't have to lie to me.
I didn't say yes.
It sounded like you were about to lie to me.
No.
But so he's a guy who was in Spinal Tap, and he's like a kind of a huge satire artist. Great. But he was talking about how he got fired from a job when he was in college because he couldn't do basic math. And I was like, what an idiot. And then I just didn't do basic math on air in a pinch. So I guess that means as I look in the mirror, what an idiot. Now, I had said, I don't care about a lot of the concern about this Tiger series because I think the juice is worth the squeeze. I think it's going to add only more drama to a first round matchup if you can take this division, and then that's your first round opponent for a myriad of reasons. And simply because you've seen them a lot, or maybe they found their mojo if they actually do spray champagne after making the playoffs, no matter if they go winless at the end of the season or not. Like, I expect you to win. Like, yeah, that's any other series. I can't expect you to win against the Astros, Red Sox. I think the Yankees would be another team you could play. Like, those teams have been so much better for so much longer of the season than you have, even though everybody has peaks and valleys. Okay, you don't have their number right now. You do with the Tigers.
If you look at this and you take the fact of your, because you're saying the series is going to have much more of a storyline to it, it's going to be a bigger sell and it's going to mean more. Does it lose any of that if you sweep them?
No.
Like, if you just take this in, what, I mean, it's going to be a wild card series, so it'd be two games. If you just go 2-0 and the games are non-competitive?
No. No, it's even better that, well, I want to say even better because we like a little flair and we like a little bit of the drama. But no, if you take it, you take it. Now, listen, will it sting a little bit more if you lose? Yeah, that's called being a rifle. Like, that's called having more skin in the game. I feel if you're like, well, I don't want to lose to this Tigers team because it offsets what you did to get in the playoffs. No, it doesn't. But if you do feel that way, for me, it doesn't. But if you do feel that way, that's probably just a sign that you want to kick their asses more than you want to kick anybody else's butt.
Yeah, I mean, like, again, I want to see the Tigers and I want to see you win. It has more for me for the storyline. I think if you just walk in there and they, you know, just take them away and it's like they don't even look competitive, I'm going to be like, okay, well, I'm not asking for anybody different, but it feels like the series loses a little luster.
Oh, wait. I thought you were saying that you were like, if you sweep him, does it really even matter?
No, yes, no, it does. It matters.
That's a huge accomplishment.
Yeah, 100% it does. I'm just saying it takes some of the dramatics and the storyline away from it when it's like, okay, so you went and you beat the Tigers 8 games in a row.
You do realize that Jim Costa will hear from me every day for weeks after that on air. I will call into his show. And again, Jim's a very nice guy. His partner, John, could kick my booty 7 ways from Sunday. He's a former NFL tackle. And will I call in some way or another to gloat? Yes. Because not only did we take the final, at worst, 5 of 6 games that you played down the stretch, but you also took the division from them. And then to turn around and sweep them out of the playoffs and it's non-competitive? That, like, good luck ever getting, like, you're going to spend a decade undoing that stank on you for this specific rivalry.
This is where I go back to 220. It does the same thing for me if I beat the Lions. If I beat the Lions, it's just the extra thing on it. It's just an extra kick.
No, I forget where the Lions and Browns have ever had a rivalry. Outside of 1957, which I still haven't gotten over.
Well, I'm just saying you're trying to kick the Detroit fans while they're down and you want to hang that over their head. That's one more thing to hang over their head. That's extra juice for me.
I think the Guardians win here and then the Guardians sweeping them in the playoffs would be as much juice as you can have in a baseball rivalry that isn't the Yankees and Red Sox. Let's go with Devin in North Royalton. Devin, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Living the dream, buddy. What you got for us?
Well, one, I think it's a no-brainer. Why would you not want to play a team that pretty much forgot how to play baseball since July? And quite frankly, a Jenga tower is more stable than their whole team combined. So right now, I mean, it's just common sense. And so regardless, in terms of rivalry, will it be a big series if we end up playing them in the playoffs? One, you came back down 15.5. Two, you took the division from them. And if you go in and you sweep them, talk about utter dominance to another team. And like you just said, it'll take a decade to take away that stain from this. And don't forget, guys, like this this Detroit was supposed to be the team this year. They were supposed to be, after what they did last year and got into the playoffs, took us to a five-game series, this was supposed to be their year. And but at the end of the day, I just don't see them coming back from this. They already look way rattled. They look they don't have an answer right now. And as fans, we need to enjoy this. We shouldn't even be here. We shouldn't even be having this conversation. We should be talking about how the Lions are going to beat the Browns on Sunday, or what's going to go wrong there, or what crazy thing's going to happen, right? So just enjoy it, and let's give our Cavs and our Guardians credit, because they at least get to the playoffs pretty much every year, if not every other year, and are competing for championships, and the team on the lake is car crash year in and year out.
So. Well, they just get caught speeding, Devin, but we appreciate you. Yeah.
There you go.
The car crash, that was a one-time thing. And Miles has not learned a damn thing from it. However, specific to what he said, I guess the way I look at it is, if the worst thing that happens is you get into a three-game set with the Tigers and the Tigers beat you or sweep you, it will just cancel out what you did to get back in here and the wins that you had against them, and then you're kind of at even going into the next year. But you still have skin in the game. Whereas, meaning like next year becomes the, all right, what can both of the teams do next year? Whereas if you beat them, like if the worst case scenario is, hey, we got you in the regular season, but you got us in the playoffs, well, isn't that just the reverse of last year? And so now we go into the third year and see, all right, what's the rubber match here? If that's the worst case scenario, I think you're sitting pretty.
Yeah, but in a way, I don't know that I agree with that, because in a way, yeah, they came back and almost got you in the division, but they didn't get you. Like, you still won the division. At the end of the day, we look at last year and go, Guardians had the last laugh. You won the playoff series. Like, we felt like we were better than Detroit in that moment. If you lose to Detroit on the other side of it, they do get the last laugh. Like,
oh,
sure,
yeah, no.
You blew the division.
But if that's the worst case scenario.
Yeah.
Well, okay, then we just have more traction here. Then they can talk more smack, so it's real. As opposed to, and again, that's the worst case scenario.
Right.
The best case scenario is you knock them off the map, knock them out of the playoffs, and then again, it's a decade of silence. Like, it's going to be, you have to win a World Series. You have to do something from Detroit's side of things to counteract, in the same way that there was a long time where I didn't feel like I could talk crap to the Tigers fans, because it was like every time you talk crap, you turn around and bam, Miggy just hit another home run.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's where I feel like Ken's coming from on that point, though, because it's just, you want to take the last, like, you want to just be able to say,
are we just not comfortable? Are we just not comfortable being the hunted? We just like being the hunter more?
I think that's a natural mentality, especially around here, is that you always feel like you're an underdog. So you kind of push back and you feel comfortable in that spot being it.
216-474-0092. Dick, Mike, Josh, you guys stick there. If the Guardians and Tigers played again in the playoffs, would the expectation be that you beat them? Would the expectation be that you would sweep them? Because I might even have to go that far with where we are right now. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.